Here's the Chemtone Hour with Dunninger, the master mentalist. Chemtone's the miracle wall finish that paints an average room for only $2.98. Goes on living room, dining room, bedroom, playroom, walls, and ceilings like magic. Goes right over wallpaper, painted walls, or wallboard. Mixes with water, dries in an hour, washes easily. And here's your Chemtone host, who even in the middle of the ocean would never be at sea, Dunninger.
Thank you very much. Tonight, we're deeply honored to have as our studio guests the tars and spars of the Coast Guard. This week marks the 154th anniversary of that very remarkable fighting force. We offer a salute to them in the most memorial year in their history. Like the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, every member of the Coast Guard is concentrating upon the final victory. But right now, a member of this audience is concentrating his or her mind on what seems to be a name, the simple name of Ted. T-E-D. Where does that come from, please? Ted. T-E-D. The lady in the third row, I believe, is raising her hand in reply to that. And madam, are you thinking of yes or no? Ted, yes or no?
Yes.
Meaning yes, that yes. Is your thought?
I am, that is.
Yes and no is your thought?
Yes is my thought. I am thinking of him.
Yes is your thought. You are thinking of him. And the no in your mind was just a little something additional?
Could be.
Could be. All right. Thank you ever so much. Could be. And I likewise get an impression from someone that is concentrating his or her mind upon the words, hello, Bill. Hello, Bill. Where does that come from, please? That comes from the gentleman about the 35th row on the left side of the studio. That is your thought, sir?
Yes, sir.
I thank you very much indeed.
Dunninger will further demonstrate what's on our audience's mind in just a moment. Meanwhile, let me introduce our panel of impartial judges. First, the commanding officer of the Coast Guard Manhattan Beach Training Station, Rear Admiral L.C. Covell. The Coast Guard Director of Public Relations, Captain Ellis Reed Hill. Judge number three really needs no introduction, Commander Jack Dempsey. And our fourth judge is the singing star of her own Blue Network Sunday afternoon show, Miss Mary Small.
Thank you, Glenn. I understand our four judges have worked out a very difficult mental puzzle, one of the most unusual that I have ever attempted. I shan't let them down. But right now, I receive the impression of someone that is concentrating his or her mind upon a number. It seems to be an amount of money. I get the sum 230. That comes from the young gentleman about the 45th row, center of the studio. Would that be the amount of money, young man, that you have in your possession at this time?
No.
$2.30.
No.
230?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's an amount to be proud of. $230. Thank you very much for concentrating. The impression with reference to a name beginning with the letter R. The name, Rose Marie. Where does that come from, please? That comes to the young man about the 30th row, center of the studio. That is your thought, young man, Rose Marie.
Yes, sir.
That's 100% accurate.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And is there someone near you that is asking me this question? When will my mother return home from her present trip? That comes the lady upon the opposite side of the studio. The young man is running up to her with a mic. He travels many steps to get to the point. There's the idea. Young lady, would you mind acknowledging that thought?
Yes, that's my thought.
Yeah, that is your thought. I'm accurate in stating that you don't know the exact time, do you?
No.
Not being a fortune teller, neither do I.
Oh, dear.
I can only give you a thought and tell you what you're thinking about. Who is asking me this question? What is Tony, T-O-N-I, doing tonight? The lady here about the 10th row. Is that your thought, young lady?
Yes, sir.
Well, that also is a thought of the abstract. I don't know, unless Tony were concentrating upon his whereabouts.
Oh, my goodness.
You can understand that, can't you? Can't you?
Yes.
Are you saying anything?
No.
You're not saying anything. All right. The lady isn't saying a thing. October the 14th seems to come from someone's mind. October the 14th. That comes from the lady's mind. And about the 15th row center. Is that your thought, young lady?
Yes, it is.
Are you thinking of 1944?
Yes, I am.
Was that thought suggested to you by the young man to your left?
It was.
It was. I thought so. Thank you very much. Well, I hope it works out all right. I'm sure it will.
I hope it does, too.
Who among you was saying... See if I get this right now. Who among you is asking, why shall I give my wife half my salary every week? Where does it come from? The Jeff of the very last row, do raise your hand higher, my friend. Well, I don't know why you should give her half your salary, but I know a lot of the gals don't wait for the half salary. They take all of it. I think you're pretty lucky up there. At any rate, I get the impression of someone concentrating his or her mind upon a series of digits, numbers. I get 296. That is part of it. Where does that come from, please? That is part of the number. 296. Will you please raise your hand? I'll try and work out the rest of it. The rest of it seems to be 27. Or rather, 69627. That comes from the gentleman in the sailor's uniform upon the left side of the studio. Is that your thought, sir?
Right.
What type of number is that, sir?
Telephone number.
A telephone number.
My own.
Your own. I'm glad you added that. I'm glad you added that. I noted that some of your friends there had already removed their pencils and notebooks and put down some memorandums. So you upset them considerably when you said it was your own.
Okay.
Well, who is thinking of, where do I work? What do I do? Was my boss mad for me not coming in? That's yours, sir. Was your boss mad for you not coming in?
I wonder if
that's your thought.
I didn't come in. That's right.
My dear friend, I don't think so, because your very broad smile seems to prove that you used your personality in order to prove that your reason for being late was a good one. Isn't that true?
That's right.
You bet that's right. Thanks a lot for helping. And, I got the name of Bob, B-O-B. Someone thinking of Bob? That comes to the young man here in the third row, front of the studio. Is that your own name, my boy?
No, it's my brother's.
Your brother's name, Bob. Thank you very much indeed. The lady here in the first row is asking about how many brothers and sisters she has. Have you two sisters and one brother, young lady? Is that correct? Two sisters and one brother?
Yes, I do.
Are you a dog?
Yes.
Pomeranian?
That's right.
Good. Thank you ever so much. A name beginning with a B. A B. I get Benita. B-E-N-N-E-T-T-A. That comes to the young man about the 50th row. Left side of the studio. Is that your thought, sir? Benita.
It's pronounced Benetta.
Benetta. I see, sir.
Perfectly right.
I was pretty close to that. I do sometimes mispronounce because there is so great a variation of the things sent to me that I don't cater much to the pronunciation. I usually think of the spelling.
Thank you very much.
Who among you was thinking of the initials WBK? That comes to the young man about the 10th row. Center of the studio. Are those your own initials, sir?
My sons.
Your sons? Oh, the junior.
Right.
I thank you. And now, who is thinking? I am thinking of my son missing overseas. Whose thought, please? The gentleman about the 11th row.
That's right.
My friend, it is natural you'll be thinking of your son missing overseas.
That's
many that have been missing that turned up. let us hope sincerely that your son is among them.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I receive an impression. I'm not certain where that is coming from, but it is in reference to a move. A move important in the life of this particular individual who is planning to sell either a place of business or a place of residence. Where does it come from, please? That comes to the gentleman, the left side of the studio, about the ninth row. That is your thought, is it not, sir?
It is, sir.
Am I accurate in stating that you didn't think of that until you made up your mind a few moments ago to change your original subject to the one that I have now called?
I did.
That is correct.
It is, sir.
And you are uncertain in view of the fact that a difference of opinion arises from a member of your family. Is that right?
It does.
Now, remember, please, that I am no fortune teller. I cannot tell what tomorrow will bring. I do not know any more than anyone else does. But I do know this, that your judgment of the past has been so very good that if you will employ it again at this moment, you are bound to come out on top. Put half as much concentration into your venture as you did in sending me this mental message. You are bound to succeed. Thank you very much.
Admiral Covell, what's your judgment so far, sir?
Dunninger's mind seems nearly as fast as our sub-chaser. But he'll have to go some to pass a metal test we plan for him tonight.
Uh-oh. You hear that, Dunninger?
Mm-hmm. Which way is the nearest exit?
Don't go away, Dunninger. Stay right where you are.
Well, I see. Who am I to argue with Jack Dempsey?
If you do pass your test, I guarantee that you'll get more than a pleasure. You'll get everlasting satisfaction out of it.
And so will your audience, Dunninger.
Well, what's the main thing, Captain Reed Hill? What is the thought? What is the idea of concentration?
Well, Mary Small is nodding agreement with you, Captain. Your thought was, I believe, that the main thing that Dunninger would get out of this brain buster was satisfaction. Is that right, Mary?
Well, I think that's correct. I do hope Mr. Dunninger does pass our test, however, even though I don't see how he possibly can.
Well, we try to make doing the impossible sort of a habit around here, Mary. For example, listen to this letter from Mrs. J.O. Cullum of Houston, Texas. She writes,
thanks to Chemtone, we're $500 better off today. We plan to sell our house, but when prospective customers saw the interior, they lost interest. My husband suggested that we reduce the price $500. Instead, I Chemtoned every room myself and performed my routine duties, including the care of three small children. It was so easy to use Chemtone, I could stop whenever I liked and pick up again without worrying about laps or streaks. And at night, we could sleep right in the bedrooms I Chemtoned during the day without a trace of paint odor. I didn't even have to worry about the kiddies getting full of paint because the Chemtone dried so fast. The delicate coloring and freshness of Chemtone made each room look wonderful. We sold the house immediately without reducing our price 1 cent. I think Chemtone is the most marvelous paint in the world.
Thank you, Mrs. Cullum. The United States Coast Guard will be exactly 154 years old on the day after tomorrow. While men of the Coast Guard are on every invasion front, many of the home duties are carried on by their valiant feminine members, the SPARs. Their name, S-P-A-R, is derived from the initials of the Coast Guard motto, Semper Paratus, always ready. And it's appropriate that Mary Small should be Chemtone's guest this evening for this tribute to the Coast Guard. For Miss Small's husband, chaplain's assist to be duty, stationed at St. Al.
Her eyes are like the blue skies of Erin. Her beauty is something quite daring. There's no one as pretty, as pretty as Kitty. She's got the whole town staring. When she walks along on the street, fellas shout, here, pretty kitty, here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. You can hear them shout every time she goes out. Here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. But she looks at no boy, she's lonely in New York. 'Cause she loves a doughboy named Johnny O'Rourke. That's why she'll never hear anyone till he'll shout, I'm here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. Here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. Here, pretty kitty, blue eyes. But she looks at no boy, she's lonely in New York. 'Cause she loves a doughboy named Johnny O'Rourke. That's why she'll never hear anyone till he'll shout, I'm here, pretty kitty,
ooh, ah. Ah, that was grand, Mary, as absolutely anyone could have predicted. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Dunninger is challenged by one of the most difficult experiments he has ever attempted. As you know, our studio audience is made up almost entirely of Coast Guard personnel, some 500 odd. Three members of our audience, known only to the judges, have been chosen by them to be highlighted in tonight's mental miracle. By means of thought transference, Dunninger will attempt to name them. If he does, each of them will come up here to the stage, and then the real test begins. For Dunninger must then read the thoughts of our judges and tell us why each of the three was chosen. Are you ready, Dunninger?
All ready, Glenn.
Are the judges ready?
All set.
Good.
All set.
All right, Dunninger, it's yours.
Now, I understand that the judges have, as Glenn has described, the names of three individuals in their minds. These three persons in the audience are assembled among the other 450-odd ladies and gentlemen present here tonight. Is that accurate?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
I'm correct in stating these names are known only to my judges.
Right.
But I further add that I don't believe in any test at any time. A greater caution has been taken by any group of judges to prevent any possible leak of information. Not that my friends are skeptical, but they're just cautious. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
Correct.
In fact, they went in a huddle this afternoon at the one of the hotels and got together and locked the doors and had guards outside to be sure that nobody could get near them while they decided upon these individuals to be chosen tonight. Well, I'm certain if their concentration is as, well, as thorough as their form of protection, I'll have no difficulty in doing my mental reading successfully. Of course, I always have a possibility of a 10% failure. I only claim to be 90% accurate. I receive an impression. The first name, the minds of my judges. Name seems to begin with the letter C. The first name, as I mark it upon my pad, is Charles. Am I correct so far?
Correct.
Good. Right. The next name, would that be G-I-A-I-N-O-N-D or M-O-N-D? Is that close?
That's close.
Close.
One letter wrong.
Two.
Two letters wrong. Is that the last name?
Yes.
Haven't you another name in mind in association with the letter C?
No.
No.
Aren't you thinking of COX? Or CO...
That's his rating, not his name.
Oh, that's his rating?
Yes.
Oh, I should have mentioned. You don't think about that now, please. Just let that go until afterward. Just give me the name. See, you're working in a few extra ones there. Well, thanks, Mary, for tipping me off to that, because I'm sure that the Admiral or the Captain, the Commander, would let me go ahead and try to get myself into trouble here. The second name, if you don't mind, concentrate upon that, please. Would the second name, the first name of the second name be William? Is that right?
It
would. Right.
Right. William, is that Goodly, G-O-O-D-L-Y?
No.
Not quite.
Is that close?
Well,
Am I correct in stating that you already concentrated or began concentrating upon the last name, which begins with letter L?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you've skipped the middle name completely. Is the last name Lawrence?
Correct.
Right. Well, that's not so bad. Lawrence, thank you very much. And now for the last name. Now, that name begins with the letter J, the first name Joseph.
Right.
That is correct. And the last name of the third person chosen by my judges is F-E-I-S-T?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Right.
I thank you. Okay. Now I will ask the three gentlemen whose names have been chosen to be kind enough to step upon the stage. If you will, please, step forward. Well, the three gentlemen have stepped up upon the platform. They're great examples of true Americanism. Their deeds speak louder than words. The first young man who has been chosen by the judges, I'm referring to Charles. Would you step forward to the mic, please? To concentrate your thoughts upon your age. All the judges might aid, please, if you know the age of the young man. Is that 20 years?
No.
A little older than that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that very, very clearly, because the judges are concentrating their thoughts upon your hometown. They're asking me to tell them mentally where you came from. Would that be, think very hard, please, would that be, I don't get it. You give it to me a bit clearer in your minds, if you will, sir. Wait a moment, I'm getting 1,000. That's wrong. Are you thinking of 1,000, perchance? Captain, hasn't 1,000 passed through your mind? No. No? How about the commander?
Yes.
I thought that was coming from you, Mr. Dempsey. Weren't you telling me that 1,000 pieces of shrapnel have been removed from this man's body?
Right.
Is his decoration, as I receive it, the Purple Heart? Is that correct?
Right.
And am I likewise correct in stating, now coming back to the original thought, that you, sir, were born in Chicago? Is that correct?
Right.
Good old Chicago.
That's right, sir.
That is right. And I believe your feature, your outstanding feature of heroism, was planted originally by your movement in the invasion in Sicily. Is that correct?
I didn't get hit there.
You weren't hit there, but were you in that invasion?
That's right.
With tremendous heroism, you made yourself outstanding in this particular event. Am I correct?
Not in Sicily.
Not in Sicily. But you were in Sicily.
Yes,
I hope. Well, my judge is thinking of Sicily.
Yes.
Oh, the judges are doing this. You got the idea. All right. You see, I can only get as much as they're willing to give me. Now, about your address in Chicago, you come from South Wood Street.
Okay.
That's right. Would the number be 6823?
Right.
I thank you very much indeed. The next young gentleman, that's Mr. William Lawrence. Your age, Mr. William Lawrence. A hand for Mr. William Lawrence. Your age, sir, according 30. To the judges, is 31. Is that right? Correct, but judges?
According to the judges, yes.
According to the judges. The captain says according to the judges, so you must be 31. Your medal, sir, is a silver star. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is accurate. You, sir, come from, concentrate upon the gentleman's whereabouts, Red Bank, New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Judges, right?
Right.
Right.
One of your outstanding feats of heroism came of your actions upon the transport Samuel Chase. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I thank you very much indeed. And now for Mr. Joseph. You, sir, your age, 22.
That's right.
Good. 22. You don't look even that. And your medal, sir, the Bronze Star. Is that correct?
That's right.
According to the judges, you, sir, come from good old Brooklyn.
That's true.
Now, sir, your outstanding feat of heroism was at Wake Island. Is that right?
I guess so.
You'll guess so. Thank you very much. Great night.
Did you know that in a few hours you can have just about the most beautiful room you ever saw, and for only $2.98? It makes no difference how dingy the walls may be or whether they're painted or papered. Chemtone will cover them like magic. You don't have to pamper Chemtone. Just mix it with water and brush or roll it right over the paint or wallpaper. That's all there is to it. No priming or sizing. No muss or fuss. It's as easy as washing a window. And what a thrill it is to see Chemtone make that old wall and ceiling the most beautiful pastel color. Don't put up with dull, dingy walls and ceilings when you can have the most beautiful rooms for only $2.98. Try Chemtone on that bedroom, living room, dining room, or playroom tomorrow.
Admiral Covell, Captain Reed Hill, Commander Jack Dempsey, and Mary Small, many thanks for your splendid cooperation. My warmest congratulations to the Coast Guardsmen you selected. May the Coast Guard's 155th year be even greater for all Coast Guardsmen than this past one.
Next week, our judges will be the famous radio columnist and songwriter, Nick Kenny.
New Zealand radio's famous Aunt Daisy.
Dick Todd, popular singer.
And Dunninger will attempt to solve another mental miracle propounded by the judges. Now, here's Dunninger to say...
Now, more than ever before, we must be absolutely certain to keep the enemy in the dark about all military matters. Any fragment of war information, no matter how harmless it seems, may be of value to the enemy. Even when you're with families or friends, even when you're sure no enemy agent could hear, it isn't safe to mention items of war information. Remember, careless talk costs lives. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good night.
Dunninger, if I may have just a moment, I'd like to speak with our judges. Admiral Covell, do you have any comment on the...
I'm simply astounded. I can't understand it.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now this is Glenn Riggs bidding you a pleasant good night for the makers of Chemtone and its 50,000 dealers all over the country. Try Chemtone. No muss, no fuss, no bother with Chemtone... The miracle wall finish.